Hi, my name is Kelsey Singer. I am a graduate student at Washington University in St. Louis in the Department of Earth and Planetary Sciences. I will be starting my 7th and final year of graduate school this fall. The title of my thesis is Icy Satellite Tectonic, Geodynamic, and Mass Wasting Surface Features, Constraints on Interior Processes and Evolution. And here is my 2-minute spiel. I am one of the many people who would love for us to find extraterrestrial life in the universe. I'm not necessarily talking about intelligent life. Any life, even the smallest microbe, would do. As you know, the universe is a big place, and my focus is on the icy moons of Jupiter and Saturn. There is a lot of debate over what conditions life can live in, which could be different from the conditions life arose in, and, well, we can't even really define life. But ignoring all of that, most people agree that where there is water is a good place to start looking for life. And well, what happens when you melt ice? You get water, which is why I consider the icy moons a promising place to find life. Just like in your glass at lunch, the ice on any icy moon will float on any water there, and that means you can end up with a subsurface ocean, like the one on Jupiter's moon Europa. Europa has an outer ice layer and a global liquid water layer under that. But wait, how do we learn about what's going on inside Europa? We can't see into the interior. So my job is to connect the geologic features on the surface, which we can see, to the processes in the interior. For example, I map chaos on Europa. And yes, chaos is a technical geologic term. Chaos on Europa looks somewhat like broken ice sheets do on Earth. There are ice rafts frozen in a matrix. Sometimes you can even see how the blocks used to fit together before they broke up. One model of how these features form says that the ice shell is heated from below, which causes the buoyant rise of warmed ice, the same process that occurs when you turn on a lava lamp. Mapping the chaos on Europa can help us understand if it is consistent with being created by this theory of warm upwellings, which can even give us hints at how thick the ice shell is and how much communication there would be between the surface and the ocean below, all of which would affect the possibility of life living there. All of this research is to support space missions that will explore our solar system, and with a concerted effort, it might even be within our generation that we find the first extraterrestrial life. And with that, I am happy to thank NASA's Planetary Geology and Geophysics Program, the NASA Earth and Space Science Fellowship, and Washington University's Olin Fellowship for funding while I worked on this project.